Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, April 11th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. More Americans say Donald Trump is better for the country than Joe Biden. The UN boots Russia from its Human Rights Commission. Most New Yorkers want to flee. A nationwide survey gives new meaning to the term man's best friend. Also ahead, are U.S. airlines falling apart? But first, a poll from Rasmussen finds 42% of voters think Donald Trump is better for the U.S. than Joe Biden. Only a quarter say Mr. Biden is good for the country, 25%. A third prefer somebody else, anyone else, as president. Half of the voters want Republicans to take control of Congress in November, 40% still back Democrats. Broken down by party, 8 in 10 Democrats approve of President Biden's performance compared to 10% of Republicans, 27% of independents. The United Nations suspending Russia from the Human Rights Council. The final vote was 93 countries to boot Russia, 58 abstentions, 24 nations backed Moscow, including China, Cuba, Congo, Iran, North Korea, Syria, none of which are big human rights countries. The resolution to expel Russia from the commission states, quote, the UN has gross and grave concerns over the systematic violations and abuses of human rights happening in Ukraine. 60% of residents in New York City say their families would have a better future outside the Big Apple. That figure rises to 70% for those under the age of 49. Just 40% think the city is heading in the right direction under new mayor Eric Adams. Biggest factors for folks hoping to escape? High crime, high taxes, the homeless. At least 500,000 people have already left New York City since the pandemic began 2 years ago. A national survey from one poll says 7 in 10 dog owners consider their pets to be their best friends. Half take the pooches on daily errands. 40% bring them to restaurants. 35% on airlines. 48 million American homes have at least one canine. The average owner spends $5,000 a year for the family dog, mostly on food, trips, and of course the vet. In a moment, the airline problem, and it's big, in the USA. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Big problems in the airline industry. Now, my job is to look out for you. That has been my theme for 25 years. So this story is initially about me, but it's really about you. On Sunday, April 3rd, I tried to fly from New York City to Turks Caicos. That is a 3.5-hour flight. I was on JetBlue, and the flight was 5 hours late taking off. 5 hours. JetBlue is in big trouble. Here are the facts. On Saturday, April 2nd, a day before I wanted to travel, 15% of flights were canceled on JetBlue. Delta, which flies the same routes, 8%. Sunday, April 3rd, JetBlue, 34% of flights canceled. Delta, 16%. Monday, April 4th, JetBlue, 13% of flights canceled. Delta, 6%. Overall, on that weekend, which is spring break and a lot of people in motion, more than 3,400 flights were canceled in the USA, 8,800 delayed more than 72 hours. Are you kidding me? And JetBlue was responsible for a third of all of those flights. That is a catastrophe. Here is JetBlue's response. Quote, over the past several days, severe weather in the southeast and multiple air traffic control delay programs have created significant impacts on the industry, unquote. Well, that is largely BS. We asked the JetBlue people to come on the No Spin News, my television broadcast, to explain. They declined. Why? Because they are being deceptive. Here is the truth. JetBlue does not have enough staff to fly the schedule. Some were delayed by weather, but again, Delta had not nearly the problem and flies to the same places. Now, the FAA and the Department of Transportation, that's Pete Buttigieg, is supposed to ensure air traffic quality control. But the feds do not do that. So we asked for an explanation from the FAA, and it would not provide one. This is affecting tens of millions, maybe more than that, of Americans trying to get from one point to another. All of us have had horror stories on the airline. And you know what the bottom line is here? The airline doesn't care. It knows the feds are not going to fine it or do anything about it. And it also knows that we Americans have to fly and our options are limited. They don't give a fig if they cancel a flight and you're sitting there, or the flight is 5 hours delayed, as mine was. And that is the truth. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 158 years ago this week, Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest launched a brutal attack against a Union outpost in western Tennessee. The atrocities committed during this attack will go down as the most shameful in American history. Here is the story of the Fort Pillow Massacre. The South constructed the fort in 1861 to protect the Mississippi River. The base was captured by the North shortly after the Civil War began. Enter General Forrest. The Nashville native made his fortune as a slave trader. The overt racist often referred to blacks as devils and animals to be worked till death. In the spring of 1864, Forrest moved against Fort Pillow. Inside the compound were 600 Union troops, half black. On April 12th, the North surrendered the outpost. Instead of taking the men as prisoners of war, Forrest and his brigade gunned them down. 300 black soldiers were killed in less than 2 hours. 300. The Confederates' inhumane treatment enraged the North and led to the Union's refusal to participate in future prisoner of war exchanges. Congress immediately launched an investigation. Forrest himself denied any wrongdoing, claiming the black soldiers refused to obey his orders. Though Fort Pillow had little strategic importance in the war, the battle, like the Alamo, became a rallying cry for the duration. General Forrest evaded any punishment for his role in the massacre. He died in Memphis, Tennessee on October 29, 1877, at the age of 56. And here's something else you might not know. The heinous legacy of Nathan Forrest lives on to this day. After the war, the general banded together former Confederate veterans and founded the Ku Klux Klan. Nathan Bedford Forrest was elected the first Grand Wizard of the KKK in 1867. In recent years, his statues have been torn down in Louisiana and Tennessee, but 40 memorials remain in his honor scattered throughout the South. They should all be destroyed. This was a despicable human being. Back after this.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.